The dispute continues over Snowbird's event permit for serving beer, wine, and cocktails at Oktoberfest. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports on how one lawyer is hoping the resort will be barred from serving alcohol.
At the Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission's meeting this week, attorney Jim McConkie said the alcohol consumption that occurs during Snowbird's festival is a public safety issue. McConkie is representing a family that is suing Snowbird Ski and Summer Resort after they say they were assaulted by drunk festival goers in 2014. McConkie said at the meeting that the resort doesn't limit how much customers can drink and says it should conduct sobriety checks as patrons leave. He also asked the DABC Commission to restrict or refuse Snowbird's event permit for serving alcohol.
I think at a minimum, they ought to support the idea of putting a sobriety checkpoint, a roadblock up there, so that when people leave the resort, there's a check to make sure that they're not driving and drunk.
Brian Brown is the communications manager at Snowbird. He says the types of incidents McConkie described to the commission are rare. He says safety is one of the resort's top priorities, and it partners with law enforcement during the festival to keep patrons safe and abiding by consumption laws.
I think really our track record speaks for itself. 44 years with zero DABC violations shows our commitment to making this event safe. It shows that we certainly play by the rules.
But Vicki Ashby, public information officer with the Utah DABC, says the commission can't actually do anything about the permit.
There wasn't an application from Snowbird, so they couldn't take action on an application or on a license.
Snowbird has to reapply for the event permit each year, and that application isn't due until mid-July. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.